Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, August 6th, 2008. The Israeli army continued invading West Bank cities, kidnapping 12 civilians, among them a member of Nablus City Council. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Wednesday morning, the Israeli army continued to target the West Bank cities of Nablus, Hebron, Jenin, Tubas, Qalqilia, and Ramallah. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Nablus, kidnapping 7 civilians, among them a member of Nablus City Council, Dr. Majdi Afida, 42. Eyewitnesses said that Israeli troops entered the city and shot intensive gunfire at random. Troops searched and ransacked several houses and physically attacked civilians. In Hebron, Israeli troops erected several checkpoints at the city entrances, kidnapping a 20-year-old civilian. Troops also imposed closure at Yatta and Ethna villages south of the city and raided the residence of Salah Nassar, demolishing surrounding yards, fences, and the front wall of the house. Meanwhile, a number of Israeli military vehicles invaded the northern West Bank city of Jenin. Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses in the city and forced civilians out of their homes. In addition, Israeli troops invaded the nearby Kabatia village, shooting grenades, gunfire, and sound bombs at random. Troops also erected a military checkpoint at the village entrance and ransacked several farmlands located near the wall. Continuing our daily news coverage, the Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Ramallah and the nearby Al Bir town as well. Israeli troops spread throughout the city and harassed civilians. In the city of Tubas, the Israeli army kidnapped a civilian, taking him to an unknown destination. Also in the West Bank city of Qalqilia, Israeli troops searched and ransacked several houses, kidnapping 3 civilians. On a separate issue, the Israeli daily Haaretz News reported on Wednesday morning that Israel released 5 Palestinian prisoners as part of a swap deal with the Lebanese Hezbollah group that brought back the bodies of 2 Israeli soldiers in mid-July. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Kendra Purrier and Hussam Kassis.